Welcome to Will It Game. This is your host, Ryan Gutowski, joined today by
Rick White. It's me.
That's right, Rick. Will It Game is a podcast within a podcast. We are part of One Board Family, and Will It Game is a little project that we're starting where Rick and myself, and we're going to have guests from time to time join us on the show, and we're pitching terrible game ideas that we want you to vote on. So
listen, can say terrible game ideas. I think your ideas are terrible. Mine are amazing.
I would actually buy some of your game ideas. I don't know.
Totally.
But we're going to pitch. Rick is going to pitch an idea. I'm going to pitch an idea. And at the end of the show, we're going to ask you to vote on which game idea you would actually purchase and put on your game shelf. So you can do that by going over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily. You can check us out over there. And we're going to have a poll up there that says, would you purchase this game
or really this game? Which game is
not
better?
Purchased.
I mean, you don't have to buy either one.
That's
just
true.
Saying that I am better than Ryan is kind of the point of this whole thing.
And that's really all Rick wants. Rick wants validation from random strangers on the internet, and that's all he's ever wanted. Right,
yeah,
Rick?
I'm glad somebody caught on to that.
That's right. That's right. So, Rick, you want me to go first or you want you to go first?
You got it, man. You got it.
Okay, cool. So my game is called Party Foul. Party Foul. Foul, F-O-W-L, as in like the bird.
Oh, right? Snap. Bad wordplay right from the get-go.
That's right. That's the only way that I know how to do it. This is a set collection game that involves chickens. You're essentially a chicken that was invited to a party, and you're collecting these cards. It's kind of Sushi Go style, so you're getting handed a hand of cards, and there's all kinds of really good party items on there. You've got some Mountain Dew on there. Hopefully we get a endorsement deal for Mountain Dew now. You've got pizza rolls. You've got all these great party you got a vegetable plate. Some people are really into those vegetable trays, and you got one of those on the cards. So you get this hand of cards, and you're putting down different cards in front of you. You're collecting sets of these different party foods. But here's the thing. You don't want to wind up with a chicken dish in your set of cards. Because that would be a party foul, son.
Oh, so is the whole reason you're a chicken just so you can make the party foul joke?
Yes.
Okay, so this whole premise is based on bad wordplay.
That's right. Isn't this how we make board games?
You know what? That's how it works. That's totally
okay,
how this
okay,
works.
I just want to make sure.
So we've got a chicken that eats pizza rolls, drinks Mountain Dew, but doesn't want to be part of a chicken dish is what we're going. I mean, I can go ahead and tell you I'm not eating a chicken that's drinking Mountain Dew like that. I'm not like organic or anything, but no thank you.
How do you know I'm not feeding my chickens Mountain Dew when you come over for dinner?
Oh, no.
You didn't know I was doing that, Rick. So party foul just comes from that wordplay. You don't want to get a card that maybe includes hot wings, maybe chicken tenders. You've got some grilled chicken in there. You've even got chicken sliders. Man, you don't want to wind up with one of these cards. You're going to get negative points. And the best part about this game is party foul comes in a deluxe version too. Party foul deluxe version actually comes with 4 chicken hats that you can wear as you're playing.
I thought you were going to say it comes with 4 chicken heads. I was like, that is not an exclusive that I'm looking forward to.
No.
I will not be supporting in that campaign.
No. So you can don these chicken hats. You got the rooster comb going on. You know, you really act out the parts. Maybe you even have a special edition version that makes you cluck like a chicken when you play a card. You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways you can go with this.
That version will cost $5 more.
In order
for you to be able to cluck like a chicken, you've got to pay us $5 more.
We will monetize the crap out of this game.
Yes.
Party Foul, coming soon to a store near you.
We hope not.
So, Rick, you got something better than Party Foul?
Heck yes, I do. Okay. Ryan, I have Family Reunion. Now, Family Reunion is going to be a board game where it's a board that you're getting a top-down view of a house, like a standard house out in the country,
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
There will be random family members placed throughout the house, in the yard or in the kitchen or, you know, in the living room. And what you are doing is trying to as successfully navigate this family reunion as possible. Yeah. Now, I don't know what successfully navigating a family reunion is like. Maybe this is a game where you can't get points. You can only lose points because, because really nothing good ever happens at a family reunion, never. Right? No. No.
That's really good.
So you've got a couple of things that you've got to avoid. Like, you've got to avoid getting kisses from that smelly aunt, and you've got to get away from her gross potato salad. You're like, I didn't even know that craisins went in potato salad. This is insane.
So
and then you've got that one cousin that always kind of seems to be flirting with you, and you're like, this is gross. We're related. But, like, they kind of follow you around and,
but
like, wink
okay
too
with
much.
It.
Yeah, it's not okay. So you've got to avoid that to, like, yeah, you don't want any part of that. And, uh-oh, what's that? A political ad just came on during the football game. Well, now you've got to try to run away to avoid the uncomfortable discussion that's going to take place between your cousin from San Francisco and Bubba from Bubbaville.
Oh, no, man.
That sounds like a big point deducer to me.
I like it because what you could do is you could do almost like chance cards where you flip it over and it's either going to be an awkward situation or a really good situation. But the deck stacked against you because it's like 75% terrible situation.
Right. Because good things very rare. Like the good thing would be like, you know, someone fell down and you got a 2-minute reprieve. Like, I don't know like what other good things you can make happen.
Or your uncle's like, listen. I saw you were having a hard time. I saw your house on Facebook. Here's a check for $50.
There you go. That's never happened to me. See, I can't picture good things.
But
that's those good things have never happened to me.
That's part of the 25% of those cards, Rick. You gotta think positively.
Right. So you can write those for me. But okay, I think a deck of cards kind of like Marrying Mr. Darcy, where you're really just, there's not much strategy involved. It's just kind of, you know, just trying to avoid chaos is what's going on here.
You're
so
just waiting
reunion
for the inevitable end. Oh,
yes,
man. And
exactly.
Then you gotta have a clock on the board, a clock that actually rotates. So the hands of the clock turn each turn around the board. This way, you know what time, like family reunion ends at 7. So you've got to go through dinner. You got to make it through a couple awkward conversations. 7 o'clock, done.
Maybe it's like a push your luck element because, you know, you've always got those cousins who show up for like 2 hours and you're like, it took you 5 hours to drive here. Why did you even come? Maybe that's part of it. Like, you know that it's risky to keep staying because the longer you stay, the worse it could get.
Yeah.
But you get bonus points if you stay longer. Maybe that's the way we get the bonus points.
I like the idea of elimination because what you can do is actually one of the cards could make you violently ill, but you get super excited and bonus points because you leave the party.
Because you leave, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I just vomited everything. It was probably those craisins. We got to get out of here.
Craisins inside the potato salad.
Yes, so. Not a sponsor. Sorry, Ocean Spray. So that would be my game, Family Reunion. A way better game than Party Foul. It does not have to rely on cheesy wordplay to be successful.
Okay, cool. So there you got it. You're going to vote on Party Foul. It's a set collection game involving chickens that were invited to a party, and you don't want to get stuck with those chicken dishes in your hand. Or Rick's Family Reunion, where you're trying to avoid obstacles and bad situations and kissing aunts and uncles. Man, you don't want to get kissed by them, and you don't want to get into a political conversation. So let's hope you draw one of those 25% good cards. So there you have it. Head over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily, and you're going to vote on one of these. Party Foul from Ryan Gutowski or Family Reunion from Rick White. So get out there and vote. And until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.